Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley here. Redskins Talk Podcast. As you know, April is draft month, and we're going all in on the NFL draft in all of our podcasts this month. I am back in the DMV, the great trip to Augusta, but time to focus on work. As part of that, on Sunday, I went to University of Maryland and specifically Cole Fieldhouse, which the University of Maryland, you know, when I was in school, that's where the basketball team played, or at least that's where they started when I was in school. But now it's a incredible football facility that I had never been to and I was really impressed by. And so I went out there on our air on NBC Sports Washington. We do really, it's pretty cool, these Charlie Casserly draft specials. You guys all know Casserly, Skins GM for a long time, won some Super Bowls with the Redskins in the good old days, was the GM for the Texans as well. Casserly has probably one of the best networks in the NFL as far as who he can call and contacts and resources. And so for the past few years, we've done these Casserly draft specials. Last year, Casserly did interviews and workouts and all this stuff with Jonathan Allen. We've done them for a while. Yannick Ngakoue is another guy that he worked with. Really neat stuff. So this year, Casserly worked with Kyle Laletta, who's a quarterback from the University of Richmond, and DJ Moore, who's a wide receiver from the University of Maryland. I'm going to give you both of my interviews with these guys in full, because that's how we operate. Full transparency, you guys get to hear everything I say. We're going to start this podcast with Laletta. So here's the thing with Laletta. I think when I watched him at the Senior Bowl, he was super intriguing because at that point in time, I thought the Skins might be in the QB market. They still had Kirk Cousins, a lot of uncertainty. In the time since, obviously, they've traded for Alex Smith. They've also traded for Kevin Hogan, which we're going to have to address on a pod soon, Tandler and I. But Laletta's still going to be a hot QB prospect. I think he is a second or third round pick, and he's an impressive young man. Let's go to that interview now.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Well, that'll keep it to the outside. Off of contact, he bounces in for the touchdown.
Let me tell you something. Team is only as good as its leader. and Kyle Lauletta, who is FCS, is showing you that he can run the football effectively as well.
Here he is, Richmond Spiders quarterback Kyle Lauletta. Kyle, thank you for taking a few minutes and sitting down. So our listeners, though, this has been a pretty cool day. You've been working out with Terps receiver DJ Moore. Charlie Casserly is giving you instruction. What'd you think of the day?
It was a great day. I think this kind of stuff that we get to do is just what makes this whole process really fun. You know, DJ's a top receiver in this draft, and obviously Mr. Casserly has a heck of a track record, and
his resume is pretty impressive.
It is. It really is. And
he didn't even wear the Super Bowl rings today. I was wondering if he would.
I'm surprised. No, that he's a great guy, and getting a chance to meet him is pretty awesome.
Cool. So I want to get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
Here. So grew up outside of Philly.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Your pop played football at the Naval Academy.
Yes, he did.
And when you were getting recruited, was Navy an interest for you?
No, not really. I don't think I wanted to go that path. And I think the offense that Navy runs, the triple option,
yeah,
really didn't suit my style.
You're
anyway.
A pocket passer.
Right, right. So they really didn't call, or I never was in contact with them. But even if they were, I don't know if I would have done that. I think obviously my dad went down that path, and he's had a heck of a Navy career, you know, and all that. But I don't know if I was really wanted to go that path. You know, I've always wanted to play big-time college football and then play in the NFL. So hopefully I'm on my way with that.
You're on your way, dude. I can assure you. So how'd you end up at Richmond?
You know, I didn't have the offers that I wanted out of high school.
Where'd you want to go? Penn State or something?
Well, really anywhere. I mean, I got recruited by Virginia. I got recruited by Maryland, Duke, NC State, Rutgers, Michigan State. A lot of big schools, you know,
yep.
but those guys just never pulled the trigger on me for whatever reason.
Were they giving you, like, preferred walk-on type stuff?
No, well, yeah, a couple of them did, but even a school like Maryland, I mean, they said, hey, you're our number one quarterback on our board, you know, come to camp and throw the ball around, and if you throw it like we know you can, we'll offer you a scholarship. And a lot of teams were kind of making these promises and telling me that, hey, you're going to get it. And my head coach, you know, he's done it a long, long time, and we've had really, really
high
good
school head coach, you're saying?
Yes, sir. And he's been in this position, and he even gave me an indication that, like, you're going to get an offer from a big school. And he's not a guy who would sugarcoat or try to tell me something that, you
right.
know, just to make me happy. So not getting that big offer was really surprising. But of all the schools that had offered me a scholarship, to me, going to Richmond was a no-brainer. Just kind of the combination of getting a great education and playing high level football, I just thought it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up on.
Well, and CAA football's no joke, man.
It isn't,
you're
no.
turning pros out. I mean, that conference is turning pros
yeah.
out every year.
Oh yeah.
I think you could argue CAA football is probably better than some low level D1 conferences or FCS or whatever the hell the designations are.
Sure.
So you get to Richmond, chip on your shoulder a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Still there?
Oh yeah, it's always been there. And I've always been doubted, and, like, just for, you know, going to the University of Richmond, I thought, you know what, yeah, this isn't ideal, but you, like I said, you got a great chance to get an unbelievable degree that you can fall back on, have for the rest of your life, and I said, you know what, even though it's FCS, I'm gonna make the most of it. I'm gonna be the best player on the field, and you know, I've always known that, hey, if you're good enough to play in the NFL, they'll find you. Doesn't matter what school you go to, so.
Does Garoppolo help in that mindset?
He does. A bunch of guys help. I mean, Romo and Wentz. And, you know, just there's been a ton of quarterbacks from small schools.
Sure.
that have played at a high level. And you know, so I don't think that just because you go to a school like Richmond doesn't mean that, you know, you're at a disadvantage in any way. If you perform and you play well in the games you need to play well in, you'll get a shot someday. So.
And so what does it mean – for you now that you've got your shot? So your season ends at Richmond, and do you go full in to draft prep?
Well, I think
– take that off, dude.
Yeah.
Or if you want, whatever you want to do.
No, it's fine.
Kyle's removing his glove for all of our listeners.
You were just tossing the ball out.
Yeah.
So I still had it on. But, no, I mean, this whole process since the season has ended has been great for me just because I think I've done well and helped myself out. But it's longer than you think it is, and
it's a grind, man.
It is. But getting an invite to the Senior Bowl was huge.
That's what I wanted to ask. What did that mean when that
was huge?
So what happens? Does Phil Savage call you?
So Phil actually came to practice.
Okay.
And got a chance to meet him, and you know, at that
point. Is this late in the season at Richmond?
This is like going into the last game the week. And I already had the East-West invite, but I had heard rumors like, hey, Phil's going to come to practice. And then
we just had Phil Savage on the podcast last week. He's the man.
He's a great
dude. That dude is an encyclopedia of football.
He is, but he's smart. And he, you know, he objectively evaluates each guy. He came to Richmond and was sitting in the film room watching the tape, and he's trying to find the best guys to put
in his
All-Star.
He's not running a popularity contest.
No, he's not.
He wants the best players because he wants scouts, coaches, NFL side to really get a look.
And this year, I think there was more FCS guys than ever before. I think he had mentioned that. But that's great because basically, like, my thoughts on the whole thing is if you play at an Alabama or you play at an Ohio State, or you're on TV all the time. These guys, everybody's seeing you. Why not get a kid like me in there who – nobody knows about, and you know, maybe he can play really well. So I think it's great, you know, not only getting the small school guys in, but seeing that some of the guys played really well. So
Senior Bowl, you blew up. I was down there in Mobile. We interacted briefly, but I was one of hundreds of reporters. So you got to remember, time wise, for the Redskins at this point, Kirk Cousins was still their quarterback. A lot has happened since Mobile. I said, Laletta's a guy the Skins would probably be interested in the later rounds. At this point, we're still talking Saturday draft pick for you. Those days are gone now, man. and so the Skins had Kirk and Colt, and then kind of could use a developmental guy. Obviously, Bruce Allen is a Richmond Spider. I imagine you know Bruce from games over your entire career down there.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, actually, to be honest, I've never really met him. I've talked to him once, but never really met him in person. But obviously, I know a lot about him. He knows a lot about me. And I've talked to a lot of Redskins
guys. Did you come to training camp at all, Skins training camp?
No, our coaches were there. Our coaches go there. I don't know if it's every year, but they've been there quite a few times just because it's so close.
Well, and wasn't Jason Garrett's brother?
Yes.
So do you know the Garrett family? They're an old school football family.
Yeah, so Jason Garrett's brother was our offensive coordinator in 2016. Had a great relationship with him. He only was there for 1 year. So after the season, we did really well, and then he left to go be a head coach. Okay. And I got a chance to meet Coach Garrett at the combine as well. And it's funny because they almost look like identical.
Dude, they look identical.
They look like the same person. So it was so funny. Even hearing them talk, it's like, man, I know the way he talks and acts. It's kind of funny, but great coach.
So Mobile. All of the attention's on Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. And I contributed to that, right? Like, I'm part of the media.
They had great careers.
Did the chip on your shoulder get bigger because of that?
No, I don't think. Why are all these people not talking about me? I think it was more of like, hey, you belong. Just kind of self-confidence is huge. And I've always had that. And I think these big moments you know, the best players perform well in the best games they play in. And that's always been me throughout my college career. And
was that you at the
Senior
Bowl?
That was me. I just, that whole week I felt confident. I wasn't nervous. I just said, you know what? Look, you've been doing this for a long time. Just go out there and play quarterback. Don't think about the critics. Don't think about this or that. Just go out, play your game. Don't let anybody faze you. And don't let the atmosphere you know, get too much for you. And I think I just played within myself and did what I needed to do.
And then you were named MVP. What was that like, dude? You were the MVP of the Senior Bowl that you weren't even sure you were going to get to play in.
It's pretty cool. It was a really cool experience. And I didn't even know until right as it was. I saw towards the end of the game, there's a bunch of camera guys, like, you know, flying around.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
You know, this could be the MVP. And then they say, hey, Kyle, come over here. You just won the most valuable player, so. It was neat. I think
and well deserved. You played great.
Yeah, thank you.
From the Senior Bowl, Indy becomes your focus. Combine, right?
Yes.
And how do you think you did at the combine?
I think I tested well. You know, all those the running numbers. I was pretty satisfied with.
What's your 40 time?
It was 4.81.
DJ Moore ran a 4.42, dude.
It's pretty fast. It's not 4.81. No 4.42.
I asked DJ this. Do you think I could go sub-6?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. Jeez.
Yeah, I tried to catch a pass from you. It went off my ear.
You'd be around the 5 flat. I'll give it to you.
Dude, I'll take it. I think I'd go over 5, but hopefully under 6. So, in Indy, your stock is soaring at this point, right?
Right.
Teams, coaches, front office folks, I imagine you met with almost everybody?
Oh, yeah, from the Senior Bowl and the – in the combine, I pretty much met with everybody. I mean, but the combine's different because more of the head coaches and,
right.
and exec and just front office people are there. So getting a chance to meet.
Did you meet with the Skins front office or Gruden or Bruce or anybody?
No, I mean, I talked to Coach O'Connell. I talked with.
Okay.
He was at my pro day, and I've been in contact with a lot of those guys. But
you need to tell Richmond Spiders PR to not schedule the pro day the same day as NFL free agency opens, because I wanted to come down there, and then I was like, oh hell, man. I got like two shows. To, it's a different beast.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep churning out these pros, man. So no direct contact with the Skins.
No, I mean, I think that it's different, and the teams do it differently. Sometimes it's the OC, sometimes the QB coach, sometimes
right.
you talk to your area scout. But I've talked to them, and they know all there is to know about
right.
me. So,
do you think their acquisition of Kevin Hogan impacts them looking at you? And that might not even be on your radar, and
yeah,
if it isn't, I apologize.
No, no problem. That's a fair question. I don't know. I mean, it's tough for me because, I mean, I'm in a position where I shouldn't worry and really even think about that kind of stuff. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I mean, I think one of the interesting parts about the draft is you never know what's going to happen as far as, like, the teams aren't really tipping their hand, and they don't want the other teams to know what they're thinking.
Well, and the Skins historically have almost gone the opposite way on guys
yeah.
they like, and they don't
sure.
do anything. And plenty of teams do that.
Right. So it's really – and that's what makes the draft so exciting. So
yeah.
You don't know. So,
I
think they're, that's not out of the question.
Do you want to start this year? Do you want to start this fall?
I think absolutely. I mean,
yeah, you're supposed to. The answer should be yes.
Yeah, the competitor in me, oh, yeah, I want to play. But you never know. There's a lot of scenarios where there's guys that are getting older, you know, some veterans that have played well for a long time. So getting behind a guy like, you know, like Breeze or Brady or Flacco or Rivers and Eli Manning, all these – I mean, these are guys who have played a long time
right.
and played well. So but they're getting on their – you know, towards the end of their career. So that's not a bad scenario, too, getting behind a guy like that.
And learning from that guy.
Yeah. So, but either
– Is there – I'm guessing you grew up an Eagles fan?
I did, absolutely.
They have a lot of quarterbacks up there.
Yeah, they do.
I don't,
good ones, too.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be investing a Friday night pick in another QB.
I wouldn't think that either.
What about the other side of the state? The Steelers could use a young backup.
Sure. They could. They
for a Philly guy, do you not – like as a kid when you're watching Eagles games, did you not like the Steelers? Is that a rivalry?
No, I wouldn't say so.
It's more the Giants, Skins, Cowboys, all that.
Right,
yeah.
right. But it doesn't matter. I mean, at this point, I don't think I'm. I'd be foolish to pick favorites. You know.
Sure. Is there one place you want to go? Like, do you want to go somewhere it's warm or you like the seasons or something? I don't know.
No, I think I'd be fired up to play for any team that's willing to invest in me and take a chance on me. So, no, the cold weather doesn't scare me. Growing up in Pennsylvania,
right?
I played in 20 degrees, many a time. So,
what are you gonna do for the draft?
I'll just be at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just just hang out with my family, my dad and his siblings and their family, and then my mom and my mom's sister and her family and my grandparents. So
what is the spread like? Like, are you cheesesteaks? Like, what will the food be? Because
that's a good question.
I'm guessing this is – are you expecting Friday night or Thursday night?
Probably Friday.
Okay.
But I don't – we'll just be hanging out. And,
right.
And I think my family will just hang, and it's kind of low key. We're not gonna have a big, you know, party and do all that. But I definitely told my mother, because my mother works so hard, and she's always trying to prepare food and stuff. But I told her, look, we're ordering some food in. I don't want you working, because I want her to enjoy the moment too.
Sure.
You know, she's helped me out so much. So that's a good example. But you got. I think we'll probably end up getting some cheesesteaks. You have to, man.
You got to, right?
The cheesesteaks are unbelievable.
Loletta, or is that Italian?
Oh, yeah, Italian.
So is your mom like lasagna,
mom,
like traditional Italian food or what?
Oh, yeah, she makes it all. She's a great cook. My mom's maiden name is Sabatini, so
both Italian sides.
Influences.
Yeah, dude, all right.
Absolutely.
Do you cook at all?
Not really.
I mean, you've been in college.
Just a bit.
You don't cook.
I don't cook.
In college, certainly.
Just the basics. Know the basics.
Working with Casserly today, what did he tell you? What are your strengths? What can you step in day one and do well?
I think I can command the team. I think I can throw on time. I think I'm NFL ready. I think my skill set just really translates to the next level. You know, I think I'm accurate. I can throw on time. I understand the concepts. You know, I think that you can install a normal offense with me, and you, you know, I think I'll be a guy who can adapt quickly and really master the offense in a short period of time.
And I'd argue that's a big advantage for you, is that so many guys are coming out of spread offenses,
right,
and kind of these exotic college offenses that work, that the pros looks entirely different. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're coming from more of that scheme.
Sure. Yeah, you have to be able to drop from under center. But even at the combine, it's funny because everybody, you know, you're in the shorts and the T-shirt and you're dropping. But there's no rush. There's no
right.
You're taking your good old – some guys taking their time. I mean, you got to get back there and you got to get to your launch point quickly. So having been in all those different offenses and experiencing, I've had a whole year where we were primarily under center, you know, so the football or the footwork and the ball handling and all
sure.
of that, I've had great experience with, and that'll help me moving forward.
What, like, maybe casually points it out, what do you need to work on? Where can you get
he
better?
He said, you know, one of the things he mentioned was deep ball, you know, the consistency of my accuracy, and I think there's a lot that goes into that, but that's definitely one thing, and just kind of taking care of the football you know, he says you throw the ball in tight windows well, and that's good, but you got to know when it's appropriate to force the ball into a tight window.
Sure.
Sometimes.
When to try.
Hey, maybe your defense is playing well and you're up by 10 points. No need to force the ball when, you know, hey, throw it over the guy's head. Maybe a punt's not a bad play. So just understanding the situation and letting the situation dictate how aggressive you are at taking chances down the field.
So you were talking about the deep balls. So you worked out with DJ Moore, who's going to be an NFL receiver. But Tavon Jacobs, the Terps wideout, he was fast as hell too.
He can play. Yeah.
Dude, that deep ball you threw was perfect.
Oh,
that was a pretty ball. Is there anything you want to tell Redskins fans? They listen. So they're listening if there's any message for them.
No, I think – no, nothing. I don't know. I would just wish them all the best. You know, I know the Redskins have had some tough years, but hey, that's part of playing in the NFL. You're not always going to have a good year, but you know, I think they have a bright future ahead of them, and obviously have made some big changes as of lately. But sometimes that's the way it works. So you know, wish them the best of luck.
Well, you have a very bright future ahead of
you. Thank you.
And sitting here talking, you've got there's that it factor that scouts, front office guys, owners, hell, everybody wants, especially from their quarterback, and you've got it.
Thank you.
Have you ever read the book or seen the movie The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe?
The Right Stuff? No.
So it's all about astronauts,
okay,
like in the 60s,
wow,
and like what it took to become an astronaut. And, you know, at that point in history, like the whole world is focused on going to the moon. Like
right,
those are the baddest ass dudes on the planet.
Sure.
And what Tom Wolfe, the whole book is about trying to describe this indescribable it, the right stuff. And you are a dude that exudes that. So that was a very long-winded compliment. Hopefully you stuck with me.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
First down from the 34 here for Richmond. Lauletta over the middle. Wilkins again. He's got it.
I owe you a beer.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.